Hi, I'm Steve Robertson, interpreter on the Gunflint and Tofte districts of the Superior National Forest, and this is the National Forest Update for the week of January 23rd. If, or hopefully when, you get outside to explore the forest during this last week or so of January, here are some things you may want to know. It's no news that we have less snow than last year. While we have less snow, right now most cross-country ski trails are open and either groomed or they're hand-tracked. That may change. There's sleet and freezing rain in the forecast. So the best source for information is our website with its links to individual trail partners who do the grooming. It's probably worth a quick check before you head out just so you know what to expect. Skiing on lakes has been excellent, though. Most lakes have a thick ice layer and there's minimal slush. I did say most and minimal, though. Whenever you're on ice, keep your wits about you and be ready to deal with slush pockets, pressure ridges, and other potential hazards. Bring along ice picks, ropes, spare clothes, and if at all possible, a partner to ski with. Sharing the lakes with the skiers are the people ice fishing. With warmer temperatures and less snow on the lakes, it's a pretty good winter for fishing. If you're driving to the lake, keep a couple of things in mind. One is that while there is less snow, there's enough now that even large pickups will get bogged down and stuck on unplowed roads. Don't take chances. If the road isn't plowed, it means no one will be driving down it to rescue you. When you do park your vehicle, make sure you don't block the road. We've also had some rogue plowing going on. You're not allowed to plow Forest Service roads without a permit. Permits are free and can be obtained at the Gunflint and Tofte Ranger stations, and they help us keep track of the road system conditions. If a road is plowed, it probably means a timber sale is going on. Watch for truck traffic near Mark, Pike, and Thompson Lakes in the Gunflint District, and near White Pine and Outlaw Lakes in Tofte. Starting on January 25th, the John Beargrey Sled Dog Marathon will bring mushers and spectators into the woods as well. There will be road signs indicating race crossings, as well as lots of pedestrians in some areas. And of course, there will be dogs as well. This event is a great reason to get out and see some wonderful canine athletes. Best of luck to all of them. You can start reserving Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness entry permits for the summer on January 28th at recreation.gov. Right now, if you go into the Boundary Waters, you still need a self-issued permit available at the entry point, but it's not too soon to start planning for your summer trips. Keep thinking snow in the meantime and enjoy the winter. Until next time, this is Steve Robertson for the Superior National Forest Update.